Wow. Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 7, of Working Within, the Wellness Podcast with me, Charlene, your host. Today is a special episode, and I know I say something very similar to that every episode, and that is fine, but it's a special episode because I'm actually not in Colorado recording. I'm not in Dallas, Texas recording with Sophia. Today, I am recording from a hotel room on the Miami Beach. By myself. That is right, folks. I got up and left because I felt like it to come to Florida to spend some time alone on the beach, which is like honestly my own personal heaven. And yes, this is breaking news, another breaking news item. I got my vaccine last Friday. So to keep you all updated and, you know, to encourage me to share more, blah, 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 create intimacy with my audience. Yeah. I just wanted to update you. And I think all of this is happening exactly when it should, because of course it is Aries season. And only I would take my first solo trip during Aries season. In fact, I'm sure there are many stories you all have that are very similar to this one. The first time you've done something, taken a risk, been really bold, been really confident. I would love to hear about any stories you all have as well. Yeah, so this week, I hope to dedicate a lot of time to working within. I am working on some stuff. The beach is inspiring me already. The people here, the energy is so great to be around, especially when I am not working. water has always felt like a medicine to me before I even realized that, though. It's just always been such a beautiful, beautiful thing to me. So that's why I'm here. I think I'm also here because I have a tattoo appointment on Thursday. Sorry, Mom, but I'm really excited to just like express myself, be as bold as I want. And I did a bit of writing about this while I was eating my dinner. But Miami is just a city where I think, you know, anyone can feel empowered to really be themselves. Yeah, people might say Miami is flashy. Miami is this. It's bright lights. It's lots of money. Well, I just see that as people really accepting the fact that they can be their own main characters. And thanks to Naya for bringing this term up. But it's true. I feel like I was watching people at dinner just now, and everyone was being who they wanted to be. The most showy version of themselves, the self that they want to show but maybe feel like they can't so often. And maybe I'm projecting a little bit, but that is what I am really starting to appreciate about Miami, and I know I wouldn't have seen that if I weren't here by myself. So I'm really excited to see what this city does for the few days that I'm here, because I think it's great that everyone feels so empowered. You know, people walking around naked, pretty much, like, do that, you know, do it. And Miami is the place. People come to Miami on a mission. So anyway, that's enough rambling for me. I'm really excited to also be having our guest Amy Mora on the show this week. Amy and I go way back. We were in a group on campus together called Truth, Teaching Racial Understanding Through Honesty. Amy is a Capricorn, but she will tell you more about her placements herself. And she is just a phenomenal person. Always so funny, always willing to do whatever, very responsible, dependable, and also just such a caring person. And I'm so honored she's on the show this week. She actually, you know, brought me a topic, and I'm so excited that she did that. And I also encourage you listeners to bring me things that you want to talk about. I would love to have you on the show. But we will talk about creativity this week and how it links to our femininity or how it doesn't. What inspires our creativity, what our journeys have been like. I think this is such an important topic, especially since this is it's a journey that I've been on for a while now, just trying to figure out how to get back to that self, because, you know, I was really creative from really young, and then I just kind of stepped away from that. So I'm really excited to see what we talk about. Again, such an awesome person. I'm so excited to talk to her. She's just so cool. We did a birth chart reading. It's all great. We both graduated. Like, I can't wait for her to talk more. But stay tuned if you're looking to hear about two busybodies' journeys with their creativity, how we express it when we have struggles with it, and how you might go and find your own, because we all have it. So anyway, listeners, again, thank you so much for tuning in this week. We are episode 7. We have 3 more to go before we get to season 2. I thank you all for joining on this ride with me, a ride that I just randomly started in January, but I'm so proud of now. You can connect with me at my Instagram, Charbucks. You can visit my website, workingwithin.net. You can text me or call me if you have my number. I am totally okay with that. Just give me a few days, though. But anyway, I love hearing from y'all. I love hearing your reactions, thoughts, anything that speaks for you all. Because again, Working Within is meant to be a place where we all think a lot and reflect a lot and become the best versions of ourselves. So let's take a few deep breaths. And let's get started.
Hello.
Amy's in the chat.
Say I'm here, everyone. Hi.
Aww.
Amy.
Yes, yeah. Amy, please introduce yourself. Tell the listeners the cool stuff about you and also your big three placements. Very important.
Yes, yes, as always. Okay, I'm Amy. I also went to WashU with Charlie. I was a pre-med. I majored in Latin American studies and biology, taking 2 gap years, taking my time,
yes.
Doing research. My big three placements. Okay. So Capricorn sun, it's already crazy. Taurus moon.
Aww.
So I have huge earth placements. And then I just recently found out that I was a Pisces rising.
Which is wonderful.
It's wonderful. And I like it. I love it. I just didn't know I had a water placement, so
yes.
It was very surprising.
Yes.
Yeah.
We love water over here.
We do love water. Oh, because Scorpio is also water. I was also raised, my mother is a Scorpio, and I was really close to all of her sisters, and they were all Scorpios.
Important.
So really an integral, I think, to how it was raised. Obviously, it was insane.
Whoa.
Imagine like 4 strong Scorpio women.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, that's so intense. Yeah, you've told me that before, actually. That's so right. Mm-hmm. That's so intense. I'm so sorry. But it's good. It's all good.
Okay.
Net positive.
That's okay.
I told the listeners already that we would be talking about creativity this week. And
yes.
I'm very excited to dive into this with you because I'm very, very interested to see what you have to say, especially given the Pisces rising. But I think first... Mm-hmm. Would love to hear how you would describe your journey with creativity to date. Intentionally
okay.
Vague question.
You know, it's super vague. Okay, creativity. Okay, first off, I didn't think I was at all creative. I was what is creativity? It sounds really scary. I'm not going to dabble in that. I was nope. And I think, I was never, really creative. I wasn't really comfortable being creative. I was, didn't really understand what it was. And then, studying pre-med in college and everything, I just felt I was going to a really sterile field. Everyone's the same. Everyone is whatever.
Mm-hmm.
The institution is white, cis, head,
mm-hmm.
Western, awful.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was no, why would I be creative? That's not something I inherently do.
Mm-hmm.
And then it wasn't until I think post-grad, when everyone kind of has to leave college and you're thrown into this insanity
abyss.
And literal abyss. And it wasn't until I think I saw how people were being creative and that they were sharing their creative, projects with everyone. And so when I was seeing what people were doing, how they were expressing themselves and I was also consuming everything that they were doing, I was this is really cool. And it's also this creativity is in everyone. And so it must also be within me. So
it is.
So then I was what if I start practicing it?
Mm-hmm.
Obviously that's a whole journey. I feel get started in doing being more creative and whatever that means.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. And then, so I think right now I'm definitely still just practicing it, seeing what feels right to me. And I think just watching people you be creative, I want to do the same thing. I want to be spontaneous and I want to write stuff down and also everything is creative.
Yes.
I'm going to whole spiel, but
it's
everything's
okay.
creative. because like abolition is all about creative, like creativity and creation and building. Like, it's about expanding your imagination. Like, that's all of that. Like, what else? Like, everything is, like, your career can be creative. Like, yeah. You can be creative. You don't have to, like, be sterile, like, feel like you have to conform, which I thought I had to be. Like, I literally thought, like I think in STEM, it's, like, real easy to be, like, I have to be a robot. But no.
You're not a
not
robot.
Not at all. Like, no. And so I was, like, okay. Like, also, like, I think I was, like, reading somewhere where someone was, like, this might have been, like, the new book that everyone's talking about, like, we do this till we free us.
Mm.
I think she was, like, you need to like document everything down. And so that really struck with me because I was like, oh my God, like I like writing now, I like journaling. And then that was like, you know what? Like, what if I do write down? Like, what if I like don't listen to my fears? What if I just start writing stuff down for fun and like see where that takes me?
Yeah.
And I don't know about you, Charlie, but like also like, I was really scared of just like writing stuff down because I was like, whatever I have to write down, like it has
perfect.
To be perfect.
Yep.
Yep. Yep.
Block.
Really, well, I was like, unless it's gonna be published, like, why am I writing it down? Like, unless like it's gonna like move oceans or like continents. I was like, why am I writing it?
Unless like, I will be getting Poet Laureate, a Nobel Prize.
Because I was like, how do I know that like I have this talent? And I was like, you know, like we wanted that external validation. I think.
Mm-hmm.
But in reality, like. It's so messy.
It's fake.
No one
first
cares.
First off, it's all of that is fake. All of those. Now, validation is important. And those sources we mentioned and like being awarded things, they're all fake and constructed. So why would we limit ourselves in that way?
Yeah. Yeah. And it's so hard to look within yourself. You know, I think like that's like the craziest part. It's like so hard to be like, what if I just did things and not think about what other people thought or think?
Mm-hmm.
Also, like people usually like, no one like looks, I mean, hopefully, but like no one looks at someone's like creation or like product and be like, that's disgusting. Like, excuse me. Like,
yeah.
Like no one, like everyone, usually people really relate to it. Like it doesn't have to be something like as grandiose or like whatever to like your standards are.
Yeah.
You know, like if you're like a perfectionist, like it doesn't have to be that.
Exactly. And this is reminding me of something. I have a new pen pal and they said, there's a reason that people buy art. It's because it resonates with you spiritually. And so if something is resonating spiritually, there's no need for it to be ranked by some institution, no need for it to be hanging on a wall somewhere or someone to have invested money in it. If your story is speaking to someone else's like core of being, their feelings, that's all art is. And so you don't have to have those standards. This is me talking to myself as well.
Yeah. No, and then like that's such a like beautiful thing, and like that's why it got me into thinking about creativity, because I was reading people's like articles like that they wrote online, like seeing like how people are expressing themselves. I'm like, oh my God, like this is cool.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't everyone. Like, it's not something so far away.
So would you categorize like school ending and us being thrusted into the adult world really haphazardly as your aha moment?
Yeah, no, I think so. Because it was obviously, I mean, we were really thrown it because of COVID.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, we all know. And also because like now with like work and everything, like when I have free time, like I want to be intentional with it.
Yeah.
And you know, and like thinking big steps, because like I feel like also college was so, what's the word, like
treadmill.
It was very treadmill. Like it was really guided. Like you knew what to do, like what boxes to check off.
Mm-hmm.
And now that like, you don't have that, it's kind of like, oh shit, what the fuck do I do?
Free for all.
It's a little free for all, and like, but now it's kind of awesome because it's like, okay, like what do I want to do with my free time?
Exactly.
Like, I have these thoughts.
They're floating around
like crazy. They're making me spiral, but then I'm like, maybe in a good way.
Spiraling positively.
If you channel it right and use that energy right, then you're good to go.
Oh my God, Amy. No, it's so true. Ugh.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, like, I want to ask you a question. So, like, I guess, like, well, you can answer first and then I can answer it, but maybe I already answered it a little bit. But like what? Why twofold?
Ooh, okay.
So why did you start becoming creative? And like, what does that mean for you also, personally?
Yeah, I need to hear what it means for you too. Okay. Why did I start being... Well, I think, honestly, I am a very emotional person that I often try to repress, but I am very emotional and I'm super connected to them. And I think growing up, I was very connected to them. But also before I knew I was creative, Amy, I did so much stuff. Like I was in musicals, I sang, I played an instrument, I wrote poems. Like I did all of that growing up, and then work became my life and school and good grades. Yep. And I forgot about all of that. So what brought me back was having like really emotional moments and being like, I need to process this.
So much processing.
Creativity is about process. Anyway, that's a whole nother hole we can go down. But what inspires me to be creative now is this sense of freedom that comes with it. I think when you get into a flow, it can be so wonderful. And just when I was at dinner, I was like writing because I was watching people.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because that's also like to be vulnerable and to like write in like public and like just doing it, it's loaded, you know? And like, but once you do it, but like once like I feel like you break through that, it's like whatever.
It is like whatever. You need to read the book The Artist's Way. Every morning I have to wake up and write 3 pages straight. Like I can't think about it. I have to write. And it has really helped me. I'm sure that is one of the reasons that I was able to write so much at dinner, because I was just having thoughts and I was not judging them. I was just letting them out.
A lot of it's like just literally not judging yourself. Exactly. Also, because I always like thought I had to have like answers to things. But no, like questions. And even like, I think that's when like you don't have the answers and you're just kind of exploring, like it's almost better that way. Cause then I was like, then like, again, like that freedom comes. Exactly. Anyways, yeah.
No, that's my favorite part about it. And it doesn't have rules. I've been so obsessed with following rules and being perfect for so long. And I love coming back to the part that like doesn't have rules. And like, I can just throw something together, honestly. And like, that's my project.
And you don't have to be perfect. Like,
yes.
Like, you can just start doing it and see where it goes.
Yeah, but what does creativity mean to you?
Okay, I was thinking about this because I was like, I know this is going to be a central question of conversation. I think, because I was like, why am I being more open to it? Because I was like, why is this also something that I want to like talk about with you? And I think... it's just like a fun way to express yourself. Like, I think, I like being more mindful now and like processing everything that I'm experiencing. And then like being able to like express that, you know, like not just like being stuck in your head, like, no, like I'm going to write this down. I'm going to make something of it and like express myself honestly and vulnerably. And yeah.
Aww. It's so much
about processing. Was that emotional?
No, yes. I mean, okay, all right. It just resonates, really. It's so real. When you sit and have silence and you listen to what your brain is saying to you, it can also be spiritual in that way, because you're just getting really in touch with your spirit. That's honestly what it is. Like, you're just hearing yourself more. You're expressing yourself more. You're more in tune with yourself. That's why you're able to, like, create stuff. So it's become a really spiritual practice, too. Honestly.
Yeah. I think also like you had said something that reminded me of this, that it's so much processing. It's so much like literally listening to yourself, which could be scary on its own. No one's like, I want to like think about this.
Stop. First of all, there's already 30 things I'm trying not to think about. So I can't do that right now.
Yeah, no, exactly. So it's like hard to like be like, I'm going to sit with this and be like uncomfortable or whatever. But then, like, doing that, you know, yeah, I think, like, there's just a moment of, like, stop judging yourself and just let it go.
Let it go.
Exactly. Exactly. Okay.
You said, when we first talked about recording this episode, that your creativity, you think, has a link to your femininity. I would love for you to unpack that more for the listeners and for me, because
okay, well, I can't tell how superficial this is, but like
it's not superficial.
when I first thought of like femininity, like honestly, like it was just like makeup. Like makeup and like bringing that feminine energy forward. And like, I think especially like in the STEM field, like it's like really, I also think that'll become different like once I'm like interacting with patients and like all that, like, you know, bodily fluids, whatnot. But like also it's important to express yourself. Like you can like, I don't have to like, I can wear like awesome like nails and like get them done. And like, I can wear makeup. I can like experiment with makeup and like just even getting myself done up. I was like, oh my God, I just love how I look. I feel good. Like, yeah. You know, wearing makeup and,
yeah.
And not just like my classic black eyeliner that I wore all through college and high school. But now I'm experimenting with like eyeshadow. I'm like, oh my God, this is so fun.
Yeah.
And it's like, and like, so that to me was like, this is like, I just love being like feminine. Like I love putting, just being like extravagant and like doing it, also doing it for yourself.
Yes.
which is like the craziest part.
The best part.
Like, I just want to feel good.
It's the best part. Admiring yourself, feeling good, feeling beautiful. Oh my God.
No, I mean, like it's so fun. Like I think, like I'm like, oh my God, look, I'm gonna put on purple eyeshadow today, and like I don't care. Like, like I have like red and blue eyeliner. I was like, why not? Like, you know.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Wow. Wait, I need you to send that to me when you do that. I want to see.
I know. Well, because I'm practicing with blending, and like the eyelid makes no sense to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, why? Where do colors go? Like, how do you even blend? Like,
yeah.
How do things even going? But now I'm like learning.
Yeah, you are.
I should just post more.
Yeah.
Because you like share that. You know, like mm-hmm. I've still been like pretty private whenever. Or I guess I show my friends. I'm like, ah, like we all look so amazing. Like, you know.
Yeah.
But you're out. Like you are a creator. You know, and everyone knows you're a creator. And you're putting that content out there. Which. Do you think, like, was that, like, a really, like, vulnerable experience for you?
Yes,
to be, like...
Amy. It's scary every single time. Obviously. You know how many voices in my head are like, stop it.
They're like, no, like, reel it back. But no, but everyone, like, I feel like everyone's like, yeah, why not? Like, go off.
Why not? Exactly. Oh, my God. The mind is too powerful in a good and bad way, right? Like, mm-hmm. Because your mind can have you like repressing everything. It can have you say no to everything, or it can have you not care and not give a shit about anything as well, which is also great, especially when you're taking risks and doing things that you've been conditioned to not believe in or not see yourself as talented in. So yeah, thank you. I've been trying.
Yep. No, and it's like, I'm always like, whenever like I like looked at like stuff, I'm like, how does Charlie... Like, cause you just put it out there, and I'm like, that's insane. The bravery is like through the roof.
Amy, oh my God, it's a whole pep talk situation. In fact, I was just writing about this. Okay, last time I'm gonna bring up writing at dinner because this is so cliche, but like, writers, right? Okay, anyway, I was writing all the thoughts in my head, and I was like. I feel like I am being invasive with these people that I'm watching walk by, creating stories out of the moments that I witness. But here's my own secret. I had to give myself a pep talk before I could even leave the hotel room. You know what I mean? Because I'm by myself. Yeah. Like, so it's very, there's a lot of pep talks that go on, okay?
And like, literally believing in yourself, you're like, no, do it. Just do it.
Mm-hmm.
Just stop, do like, it. Stop thinking what ifs. That was cliche.
Rock it. Just
I
rock
take,
it.
I take it back.
Hmm.
But yeah, no, I think like last week I went to a coffee shop and like all these girls were journaling and I was like, ugh, ew. I was like, why are they being so journal? I was like, no, I do the same thing, but in my room.
Yes, exactly. And for the record, I was on my phone. So I didn't feel good about that. Next time I'm bringing my journal. Yeah.
It was a rapid notes fire.
It was a rapid note with clinking nails.
God bless you. God bless you.
Thanks. Okay.
It
was something. I was like, I'm not texting. I'm writing my observations of the world down.
They have to happen now.
Yes. Yes. I have to keep up this loner artist aesthetic. Anyway, yes.
Yeah. Yep. Oh, Charlie, I have another question.
Oh, okay. Go.
Okay. What are some challenges? Even though creativity is awesome, like, what are some challenges that you think you have faced? In the process of creativity, trying to be creative, your journey, all of it.
Okay, two come to mind immediately. One is, what will my parents or family think or people think?
Right.
And then the second is, I don't have time.
Yep.
And, well, actually, yeah. A third one is, I'm not good at this, or I can't do it. Again, just this like is another
like
plug.
On self-doubt, yeah.
Yeah, for The Artist's Way. You need to read The Artist's Way. It's by Lauren Cameron, I think, mm-hmm. or someone. But you, it's, anyway, yeah, I think it's really hard for me to first affirm my identity as a writer. For instance, it took me until, like, senior year of college to even be like, I'm a writer. Like, I write poems versus, like,
yeah,
oh, I just, like, do that. No, I'm a writer. I'm an artist. So even being able to tell myself that, I think I grew up, you know, I was told to kind of, I was like shoved, not shoved. I was gently nudged into finance before I knew like what finance was, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that just became the center of my world for a while. And I ignored the other parts of me that are much more expressive and softer in yeah. a beautiful way. And then, yeah, so those are things I struggle with. And then just now work. I work so much, and you, I know, we've talked about this. You're a busybody as well.
Yeah.
And I want to hear your experience dealing with this, too. It just becomes so much time, so much of a time suck, and then that can be an inspiration suck. It can be a flow suck, you know, because to really be creative, you need to be able to be in your flow, and, like, flow does mm-hmm. not come in exhaustion. It doesn't come in stress. It comes with peace. So it's being able to, like, carve yep. out more peace so that I can get those pieces of myself. That's exactly why I'm on the beach for a week.
So those are like, just give yourself time.
Yeah.
And time to find that peace and everything.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, I feel like it's like hard with work and like being productive and like, mm-hmm. you know, investing yourself in that. I guess I didn't even realize how much like work can like drain out like energy. Mm-hmm. And like, I love it's not that I don't like what I do at work, like I do, but mm-hmm. I think it does like take out so much energy of you. And like, it wasn't until like my therapist said that, like, where I was like, oh my God, like I feel like I can do anything. And like, you know, like, why am I writing? Like, why am I like doing so many more activities? And she was like, well, cause like you actually have like the mental space
yeah.
and emotional availability for that. And I was like, wow, what? Like, excuse me?
Mental space.
And it really
yes.
is. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is hard to like, to find that time
yeah
and give yourself that time
yeah. What else is hard?
Honestly just like even doing things like just like and like not think about like the same thing like why am I doing this like what like what's the point like mm-hmm. those or like repercussions of like doing something and there's none but like I always think that there always are mm-hmm. and it's kind of like I'm just gonna do this because it makes me happy
yeah
and again just to express myself mm-hmm. and like yeah and I think just getting over like this idea of perfection because
so
I don't know why I don't know where it's coming from
mm-hmm.
but like it like I feel like it's so easy to just critique yourself when no one else really is
well and, you are a Capricorn so
yeah I know I am my worst enemy. I can't. Also, because I can be really like drawn into work. Like,
yeah.
If I like see something, I'm like, oh, I want to do. I'm gonna do it. Yeah. Like, nothing. Like, I like when I'm feeling productive. Like it also feels good, and that's mm-hmm. that.
No, that's so relatable.
Yeah.
I love getting stuff done. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I know. Basically, we have multitudes within ourselves.
Basically, we're not monoliths, so that's good.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, I don't know. But I think just being like more integrating mindfulness, I think, into my everyday life just helps a lot.
Yeah.
It helps me be intentional. It helps me organize or structure the life the way I want it to be.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
Aww, that was wonderful. Wait.
Thank you.
How do you practice your mindfulness? Doesn't need to be fancy. I'm curious.
Well, mindfulness, I downloaded Headspace. Yeah. I was like, I want to try meditation. I was like, what is that like?
Mm-hmm.
And I had no idea how to do it. So I was like, okay, I'm going to download this app and see where that takes me.
Mm-hmm.
And then my therapist was like, you should write before and after mm-hmm. and like just even see where like how you feel. Like, what are your thoughts mentally? And I was like, okay. So doing guided and then I've been doing a lot of guided because I don't think I'm comfortable ready to just do meditation without like just my own thoughts, because I was like, that's insane. But doing the guided part has been really awesome, and writing it down, like, I can be really lazy and not document it, but then I'm like, no, I'm gonna do it. And it's just really funny to see, like, to trace, like, before and after, and like what I felt, and like intentions before too, and like also because like I didn't realize that meditation is about like finding tensions, and like there's no purpose to resolve those tensions, but just to like be aware of them, and like it's okay to like feel tense, or like, you know, explore deeper emotions that you don't necessarily want to think about, like, you know, like me. And meditation can just allow you to be aware of it and be like, there's something here.
There's stuff.
I'm gonna sit with it.
You are.
Mm-hmm. Also, breathing is just fun. Just like finding your breath, like, that's always so relaxing.
It's so good, and it's so easy to forget about. Oh my God. What type of art, Amy? I feel like we've gotten through a lot of questions, but you haven't told the listeners what you like to do. I know you mentioned writing, you mentioned makeup, but I would like you to say that.
Well, yeah, so I've been really liking journaling. I also like, I love reading things, and I like when I find like good writing, like it's just like, it's, I don't know, it's like really addictive to read. I'm like, oh, this is the way they write is just so beautiful. Like, obviously, I think Audre Lorde's writing style is just, I'm sure we all do. It's just so pretty. And it romanticizes, like, it doesn't romanticize, but, like, it's just the way she writes, like, so poetically almost. I'm like, this is, like, I wish I could write like her. And, like, I don't know, writing is really powerful. Writing is to sit, like, to put things down in writing, and, like, I'm obviously romanticizing the idea of writing, but it's like such, like, it is really powerful.
It is powerful, and you're not romanticizing, you're expressing yourself.
I'm expressing myself, you're right. Writing's just been learning, I guess. I also said during quarantine, all I did was like read, because I was like, I'm so bored, but just reading and being not afraid to write things down for myself. And again, not writing something down because like, it has to be perfect, but like also realizing that like my opinions and my experience are also valid, and like exploring those,
and they will resonate with someone,
and then I've just been looking a lot at like creators online, like and on Twitter, like they're so easy to find, and like a lot of them are like really like open about like their experiences and like what they do, and I'm like, oh wow, this is so cool. And it's been cool to like support them also, and see like how they like want to feel like honored or supported by like their audiences. I was like, oh, this is like really interesting. It's like a whole different field that I didn't even know like existed.
Yeah. There's so many possibilities. I can't wait to see what this looks like for you as you keep stepping into it.
It's very much in the groundworks.
Stop. Don't minimize.
It's a process.
It is a process. I'm excited for your process. How about that?
Yes. Okay. That's good.
Okay. So would it be too much to ask about what you're working on right now?
Yeah, no. Just journaling.
Okay.
A lot of journaling. No, like, direction. Like, not any specific direction. Like, I'm sure, like, there's common themes, I guess, to my writing, but, like,
what are the common themes?
Common themes? Well, sometimes they can get, like, super existential, and I'm like, no, this is too much. Like, I'm asking larger-than-life questions.
Yeah.
Sometimes it can be very career-related. Like, I'm kind of like, okay, what do I want? Like, what?
Yeah, sorry.
Like, I was like, yes, doctor, but, like, what? Like, I'm going to be thrown to an institution, so I'm like, what? What's my position in that? But also, like, I don't want to be naive before I go into an institution, like, even see what I'm working with.
Yeah.
Like my experience is like Latinx, like I've been like really unpacking that identity, and like listening to like Black Mexicans or like Afro Latinx identifying people, and like Indigenous people, and seeing like, okay, how do we all don't fit in this identity, and like, but maybe what are like common structures that like up like even built this? It's just crazy. I think that can be like a whole conversation, but like not for now.
Wow, we do have to unpack that. Okay, keep going.
Yeah. Oh no, and then just like a bunch of like just like identity work. What is, like, I guess, I mean, again, I have more questions than answers.
Pisces.
Like, I'm just like, I have so many thoughts, and like, I wish I could like have a succinct answer, but sadly not right now.
You're swimming. Oh, you don't need an answer. Thanks for sharing. I mean, that is what you're working on. You don't have to say like, just journaling. No, like, you're journaling, really you're writing and you're unpacking stuff for yourself. And that's all writers do. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But yes, you were journaling.
I mean, yeah. Hmm? Yeah. Yeah. No. And like, it is like, so like, I guess like to up until this point, until you made me share, it has been very like private, but like also again, it probably resonates with people.
It does.
We all like have similar experiences too.
In fact, you bringing up like the complexities of like the Latinx identity, and especially as it spans like ethnicity or races.
Yeah, ethnicity, race, everything. Like,
that has come up with another friend of mine. So yeah, so these stories resonate. And so I just want to plug that real quick. But.
Mm-hmm. Wow. I know. It's crazy.
I'm proud of you. I'm very excited. This is very good stuff.
Well, let me ask you. I'm going to, like, bump the volume all over to you, I guess. What are you working on? If you're comfortable sharing, of course.
Thank you, Amy. Mm-hmm. What a great question. No, welcome. I'm kidding. Am I? No, I think I am working on my writing, definitely. Being more comfortable with my voice. A few months ago, I was like, I need to find my voice, but now I'm just trying to get comfortable with it, and it's a pretty like dark, matter of fact, memoir style voice that I have, and I really like it, so I'm getting more used to it. The podcast, I'm working on that. That's creative. I've been vlogging a little bit, like, since I'm in Miami, I'm gonna vlog it a little bit, or like take some captures and put it all together and like see what beautiful stuff comes together.
It all just sounds like you're following your intuition.
Exactly that. It's kind of freaking me out a little bit. I'm getting another tattoo this week. Like, it's just
What?
I know.
I've been wanting to get a nipple piercing, but then I'm like, oh, like my boob. But my boob.
Yeah.
Wait, it's gonna go through so much pain. But like, that's something I've been thinking about. Basically, send it.
You too. You at you, Amy.
I know. No, I...
What? She's just like, I've been thinking about getting... I'm getting a tattoo. You need to schedule your piercing appointment. Moral of the story, working on a bunch of stuff. It's the Gemini rising. There's like a million things. The makeup, all of it. Photos, all of it. Just trying to create
the makeup's fun.
In the time I have. Yeah. And clothes. Oh my God. That's a big one right now. My style has changed and I'm very happy about it. So I've been leaning into that a lot.
Yeah, I know. And like, your journal looks so pretty.
Thanks.
They're all ethereal. Am I saying that right?
Ethereal? Ethereal?
Ethereal, yeah.
I don't know which one.
It's that one.
Okay.
That one. Yes, exactly.
When do you feel like you are set up to be creative, and when do you feel like that is being silenced?
Okay, silence is when I'm just busy with work, because I just can't. Or like when I'm tired, it's just like I can't do it. Mm-hmm. However, when I feel creative, I think it's mostly when I like have time for myself. Like sometimes it can be really hard to like find time for me and me only, and be like alone.
Yeah.
So I think when I do get those moments, like then I'm like, oh, like, I have, like, again, I'm like, I can just do whatever, like, go from there. But also, I think when I hear other people, like, and see and expose myself to people who are being creative and who are sharing, like, obviously that, like, just is inspiring. So I'm like, oh my God, I want to do that too. Like, that's really fun to see.
And you can.
Yeah. Also, because, like, again, like, some of, like, the artists I follow, like, they share, like, a lot of resources and, like, everything's out there. At your fingertips, quite literally. So
waiting on us to get past our conditioning.
Yeah. That's been a whole thing.
So deep.
Yep.
Wait, what messages did you receive about art growing up?
Messages about art growing up?
And like being an artist or being creative.
Well, just that it was, like, useless. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah.
Like, if you can't profit off it, like, immediately, like, what's the point?
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah. Writing. Mm-hmm. I feel like also it was layered because my parents didn't really get, like, a high education. Like, my mom went to just grade school,
mm-hmm.
and my dad, like, didn't go to college. So I think that also was, like, more that writing speaks to me is more that, like, they were like, oh, like, why would you write? Like, mm-hmm. what? Like, what is the freedom in writing? I'm like, what do you mean? Like, words matter so much. But, like, But, like, I think it was just me, like, no, like, words do matter. And, like, I was always, like, a bookworm.
Aww.
And I think also when you're a child, like, you just have so much, like, time. Like, you can literally read and, like, do whatever. And why? Children's creativity, they're always fostered, which mm-hmm. is good. But then we lose that.
We lose it because other things become more important because we all need to learn how to be machines so we can keep capitalism running.
Yeah. Yep. You got it. That's all it is.
Artists, if we were all free and liberated artists, the true artists were meant to be and creative and flowing, we wouldn't be able to uphold the workforce, you know? Like, no one would work anymore.
Yeah, I know.
And we all need to work.
Everything would collapse.
Need, quotation.
Also, yeah. Also, I think another thing about art is that, like, the only valuable art, too, was, like, art that's, like, in museums, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, validated by...
yeah,
institutions and stuff. So, like, and in reality, well, like, and obviously it's like something that art like does speak to me, like, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
But like art, I think the internet has like democratized a lot of like access to art and people.
Yeah,
I think it's also allowed people to like sell their art,
yeah,
and profit off it, like, and actually like sustain themselves.
Yeah.
So if, like, I really like that. As a recent.
Sounds like you've been thinking about that, Amy.
No. You're crazy. But I do like reading like people's like blog posts because I'm like, oh, like this is cool, like to share and like be public about it.
Yes.
Yeah.
We want you to share too. I'm looking for that makeup.
You also you can see the makeup before anything.
Even if you text. Oh, she's gonna post.
I'll post when I'm looking hot, everyone just needs to see.
Exactly. No, that's exactly true.
Yeah. Like, also, like, why else are people on Instagram?
Exactly.
They're just looking.
Oh my God. And you know what is so weird about Instagram is that we judge ourselves harder than anyone else who's going to judge us on Instagram, but we always place the blame of judgment on everyone else. But really, it's just us. It's really just us someone's going to think this. Like,
you're your own worst enemy.
Yeah. I want to thank Amy for hopping on the phone for this episode. And listeners, thank Amy. Thanks, Amy.
And thanks you, Charlie, for this platform. Also for doing this project. Like, it's so daunting. Like, you've done so much with it.
Oh.
And all I do is promote your podcast. I was like, you guys, like, I love Charlie's podcast. And they're like, what? And I'm like, you guys have to listen to it.
Oh like, boy. Stop. I mean, okay. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. And it means a lot. I appreciate your support. I'm so glad you wanted to come on. For the listeners that don't know, I was like, Amy. I told Amy she needed to be on this podcast maybe like it was a while ago. And she was like, not yet. And I was like, okay, fine. And then she got back to me about it, so I'm so happy that we were able to record this episode, because she has some wonderful things to say, and I can't wait to do that Instagram thing where I put a quote of something you said in the promo. I'm excited.
Stop.
I'm excited.
I'm sad because usually I, like, look forward to these episodes, and, like, I can't listen to myself. So
yes,
like,
you
wait.
Can.
No.
Yes, you can. You
well,
have
I'll
to.
Be
You okay, and this you can train your sensor, but you have to, because I think it's always wonderful to listen back to yourself.
Yeah, it's really easy to, like, obviously, like, gain to see someone else and be like, oh, they're such a muse, but for you to be your own muse, yeah, you know, you get it, Charlie.
Yeah, my sweatshirt. But you can, you really can. Oh my God, you're gonna listen to it.
Obviously, we're also training the sensor, I guess.
We are. It'll be okay. Mm-hmm. Thanks, Amy. Everyone.
Thank you, Charlie.
this was the episode. We talked about creativity. We talked about our lives and the battles with creativity. We talked about what it means to us. Hopefully this episode inspired one of you, some of you, to think about how you all tap into your flow state and your creative sources that you all have. Thanks for listening to us talk back and forth. I told you, Amy and I go back, and I'm so glad that she hopped on with us today. And feel free to connect with her. I will leave her info in the description. She is going to be a doctor, so if that interests you, she writes. If that interests you, or if anything else she said interests you, please feel free to hit her up. I will leave my info in the description as well. And I just hope you have a wonderful next 2 weeks before you hear from me again. Thank you all for tuning in.